Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie wanted to give a special shout out to somebody this morning.
It is Josh's birthday.
Yay!
Oh, happy birthday, Shua.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel old today, so...
You should.
I know. I woke up early this morning. I was like, oh, I should have taken the day off.
Right, yeah. Yeah. In hindsight. But yeah, it's your special day.
Thank you. You got me such a cool little present too, Katie. Yeah. I love it. It's so sweet. And of course, the Dr. Pepper. Come on.
Oh, solid. I know.
Solid.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Solid.
Perfect.
Dr. Pepper, candy,
so
and Star Wars.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
It's so great. I'm going to have Chick-fil-A, Dr. Pepper, and candy today.
Well, yeah, I forgot. So you got a virtual gift
no,
card.
No, you didn't.
So.
No, you didn't. No. I love Chick-fil-A, too. You know that. So
yeah, I have a chicky sandwich on me, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
While you're wearing that new Star Wars t-shirt.
I'm going to.
Yay, it's your birthday.
Hey, make it a great day.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna.
Let
I'm
your
gonna.
Light shine, girl.
It's going to. Already
it's all
shining.
About you.
Letting our lights shine. It's been stuck in my head ever since I left the house this morning. Gave my wife a kiss goodbye, and she goes, "Let your light shine."
Oh.
I go, "Okay, honey. Yeah. All right, you as well." So we are going to let our light shine this morning. Let our spirit guide you.
Yes, on our journey.
Through your morning journey.
Yeah.
Which might include a little mouthwash in your mouth this morning as you get ready to head out, as you're brushing your teeth. And I'm laughing at this story from Listerine this morning. They've got now... three different intensities to choose from, because if you've ever swished with Listerine, you might as well be swishing with molten hot magma out of a volcano, right?
It burns.
It's intense. Yeah. So, for all you wusses out there that don't like the spice, they've got an extra mild version now that they say is new and ultra gentle with a softer swish. They've got a mild, which is smooth and balanced. This is like whiskey. For an easy, everyday clean, and then the intense, which is the bold and powerful, classic Listerine sensorial experience?
Sensory experience.
No, look at, what's this word? Sensorial.
Sure.
Yeah,
sensorial.
See? Sensorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll make you have to blow your nose afterwards. Do you like the original, the OG Listerine?
I didn't realize it was a problem for people. I mean,
I
you can
either.
Go the alcohol-free route, which I heard is better for your
That's
mouth
all I do.
In general. Me
yeah.
too. And so it doesn't seem too, you know, strong for me. But even the regular mouthwash, I mean, maybe it's because I did so many shots in college. Like,
yeah,
I'm just, my body's used to it.
Like, you had that drinking problem for a while, so you're like, bring it on.
Exactly. Mouthwash is nothing.
The problem with Katie doing mouthwashes is she swallows it.
No, I don't. So. No, I don't.
I know this is where we do sports, but I'm almost interested in something else.
No.
What?
Princess Pilot was supposed to take Josh out yesterday for a little surprise, like birthday something or other, and I want to know what went on, because today is actually your birthday.
Yeah.
Yay, Josh.
And we were all like, what is she going to do? Because you had to get out of the station really quick. And
yeah.
She
what
had,
happened?
Yeah, she had an entire day planned. I want to show you, Katie and Jer, a picture that I took. She made, I got to find the picture. She made, I come home and she's already at my place. And she made a banner of all of my faces and pictures that I've taken and we've taken over the years. And it's hanging over my front door. And it says, like, happy birthday. Like, this is not just, like, pasted pictures. Like,
yeah.
This is a printed out banner.
Huh.
She goes to the nth degree of celebrating, which I've never, my
That's
family
different.
Doesn't do that. Like,
yeah.
My family, we go, happy birthday, you know, presents, whatever. But, like, they've, we're, it's different. And it's something that I am not used to.
So it was
and,
a banner of just you, all of your faces?
Yeah.
Like,
your
pictures
face.
That we have taken together and my
oh.
face. Like a mixture. Like she found my baby huh. pictures. I don't even know where she got those.
Oh, my goodness.
She found my baby pictures. But then she huh. also went on throughout the entire day and made a scavenger hunt, essentially,
Ooh.
Of where I get to choose how the day looks.
Oh.
Time to,
your
find
your,
time to find your
It
present.
Really was. Like we truly went on a birthday journey. Like it was one
like,
of
what was the
most so it starts
like,
out like the like, restaurants that we could have gone to, okay? And it was all of my favorite restaurants. And we chose a place called Cafe Rio, which I love their burritos. They're amazing. I love them. But then there were also like other places, like, you know, I love Tokyo Joe's or Chick-fil-A or whatever. Like there's options on options. And then we chose essentially where to go for like the major celebration part. And that ended up being the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Uh-huh. So we ended up going there, and I picked the little cue card, and she's like, okay, boom, I already got the tickets. Let's head down there. And we spent the day there because I have – everything was tailor-made for, like, memories that I've had in life or anything. And I remember I used to go down there all the time when I was really young with my family, and I had a blast. I have not been there in – oh, my God.
Did you get to feed the giraffes?
I saw your giraffe
we
picture.
We fed the giraffe.
Yeah, that's the best part about going to that zoo.
Yes.
You buy the lettuce and then you feed the giraffes.
Awesome. Yes. I don't remember.
Their big old tongues licking you.
I don't remember feeding the giraffes when I was young, and so we did it. And I just forgot, A, how long their tongues
and
are.
Black.
And
they're
black.
So dark.
And how rough they are. But then, like, you get to pet giraffes.
Yeah.
It was the coolest experience. I loved it. Everything timed out perfectly because, like, we did the entire Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And then by the time we got back to the car, like, the second we closed our doors, hail and rain and wind and lightning, like, everything happened. And then after that, we spent dinner going to Sierra Restaurant, which is just right out here in Lone Tree. It's one of my favorite, like, kind of nicer restaurants to go to.
Did you have a banner there with all your faces, too?
They all sang me happy birthday. No, so we did not have
no
banners.
Did she wrap your car in a wrap with
That's
all of your faces?
Sweet.
She
what
did not.
It?
My
it's slightly stalker.
No,
it's got a hint of stalkerish feel.
No.
It's got a stalkerish feel to it.
Not when you've already shared a bed with the person. It does not.
Well, no. It makes it maybe even worse.
No,
like,
it doesn't. No,
it's
adorable.
Like, she tracked down baby pictures.
It's
I felt
super
celebrated
sweet.
And loved. My wrapping paper for the presents
was your
my face.
Was your face?
See, that's
that's
stalker.
No, it's not.
You be careful.
This, again, was the first birthday together. Like,
it
she
was.
Had to go Cute. All out. I love that she did all this
she
for
say,
you.
She said, don't ever leave me.
She handmade the
more.
Cake.
Oh!
She did everything.
Was your
yeah.
face
Princess
on the cake,
Violet?
Too?
No, my face was not on the cake. Not that time.
See, that's where I would
not.
Expect the picture of you, though.
It was a Star
cake.
Wars cake
I
that
really
I specifically
love you.
Asked for.
You better
for.
Never leave me. She's holding the knife to cut your cake. I hope you like the banner I made for you.
How'd you get her voice down so well?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Now make love to me.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
I'm tired. Let's just say I'm tired.
Put your stormtrooper helmet on.
Oh,
and make it the best birthday ever. Well, happy birthday.
Thank
Yay!
You. Thank you.
What are you laughing at over there? You all right?
I'm so sorry. We got a text from Jonathan that sent me a little.
gotcha. Okay.
Did you read it? Did you see it? Did
a few of these are inappropriate.
Something about a stormtrooper helmet while you're hanging out with your girlfriend.
We'll let that go.
Just,
Jonathan, we see you.
It'll be fine.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Okay. And moving on.
Yeah. We're a little short to be a stormtrooper.
Oh, I hate that that's the actual saying.
Well, I got to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney's making the hype today.
Oh, is she?
She's going to headline a new movie coming out called Hallow.
Hallow.
The story reimagines Washington Irving's 1820 tale, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Blending gothic and erotic thriller elements. Yes, please.
I mean, that's right in her ballpark of things she does.
Sydney
so.
Sweeney erotic? Really?
What?
She portrays Katrina Von Tassel. Yes, she does. As the central character in a dangerous supernatural love triangle. Yes and yes.
Why is the image of Sydney Sweeney with tassels now in my brain?
Well, it's in everybody's brain.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I heard she also started up her own production company. So good
Did
for
she?
Her. Good for her doing big things out there
well,
after Euphoria wraps up. You
breast
know?
Wishes to her. Garth Jerry. Brooks is in the hype this morning. Let's see. He was honored. What was the award? Artist of a Lifetime Award last night by the Recording Industry Association of America. That's a big deal.
If anybody deserves it,
it's
Garth.
Mr. Brooks.
It's Mr. What was it? Chris Haynes?
Chris Haynes right? deserves this. That's right. So what he's doing now, there's rumors that he is seeking roughly $2 billion for his music catalog and recordings, a deal that could make him the wealthiest singer globally. Currently, Beyonce leads with $1 billion. And, oh, Jay-Z's up there, too, at $2.5 billion. But this would push him over the top because I think his current value is like $400 million. So add a 2B to that.
Yeah.
$2.4 billion. Yeah, I think he's He's worth it.
Absolutely.
I mean, a true icon in the music industry.
He really is. And he was a marketing major from Oklahoma. So, like, he knows what to do to put his music in front of people. And he was so smart about it. So, I think he deserves it. I've always loved Garth Brooks.
And just
Brooks.
Generally, I watched a little bit of his show that he had on Prime where he was developing the bar down in Nashville. And he just genuinely seems like kind of a good guy.
Yeah. Everything I've heard about him is like, you know, outside of the whole Trisha Yearwood leaves wife, the, get the Trisha. That was so long ago.
Who hasn't, right?
So long ago.
Good guy, though. You know?
Good,
everybody gets a mulligan. Come on now.
Yeah. All right, let me play you some audio. One final thing. This TikToker's gone viral this morning. She's 25 years old, and she's rolling around. It looks like in a Jeep Wrangler or something, and she is just mad as heck because it's been hot out, and she turns her car over to the cold to get some AC out of it, and it is just not blowing cold air, so she took it to the mechanic.
Yes, I did bring my car into the dealership yesterday, and I said, my air conditioner is not working. He said, let me come take a look. So he gets in my car, he presses some things, and he said, listen, I know it's not a hot day and all, but this thing is blasting cold air at me. I said, there's no way. There's no way. I've spent the last 2 weeks sweating, profusely sweating in my car. The thing's broken. He said, Did you try pressing the AC button? I said, no. No, I didn't. I didn't know I had to press a button. I just thought I put it on cold, it was gonna blow cold air at me, and that's new to me. So I'm 25, you learn something new every day.
You do.
That's a bless your heart moment right there.
It is. Come you know. On.
Not only do you turn it to cold, there's generally a little AC button for AC.
I feel
you gotta
bad.
Hit that.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Okay, speak for yourself.
Maybe not that specific instance, we've all been there when life slaps you in the face. Don't lie. Don't act like you're ahead of life every time.
It's rare.
Okay. At least she can admit it.
Yeah, she's gone viral this morning because of her stupid TikTok, so good for her. All right, what's the local stuff?
Okay, more than 50 drivers getting screwed on Highway 285 near Morrison. It was a really big deal yesterday. It happened yesterday afternoon when a semi-truck spilled boxes of nails and screws on the roadway, causing so much damage. Yes, so a lot of people were affected, and if you didn't know this, tires with more than 3 nails or screws can't be safely repaired, so you have to replace those completely.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
And a lot of people had to replace all 4 tires. So one person said, $1,800 later, it was an expensive Wednesday. So if you can imagine, in those cars that are bigger that require the bigger tires, like I can imagine that's upwards of over $2,000 for that.
Yeah, I'd be sending a very harshly worded letter to that company.
And they said they're hoping that the truck's insurance company helps take care of it, but who knows? And when that stuff happens, I mean, you kind of have to just pony up the cash and expect things to be taken care of later,
right? Yeah. Gosh.
Exactly. So
I always imagine, do you guys ever do this where you imagine like a James Bond car, like what you would put on your car, like if you could, you know, add James Bond like special features to it? Like,
yes.
I always wanted the rear license plate to drop down and all the screws came out, you know, to stop people tailgating me. You've never thought about that?
No.
I want flamethrowers.
Yeah, flamethrowers would be good.
Yep.
Missiles out the headlights. But generally, I just want my back license plate to go drop down and spikes and stuff to come out.
Yeah, see, I think guys and girls are different. My mind goes Super Mario Brothers. I want a turtle shell. That's what I want
a
to be able
shell?
To. Well, that's what I used in the game. It worked fine. So
it worked really well,
first
actually.
First place all day.
Hey, you
chair.
Do you. It's your fantasy, too.
Okay, there we go. So these are really neat up in Blackhawk, the new geodesic domes. Have you seen the pictures of them?
You had me at geodesic domes, though.
Okay, so they're now open at the newest resort above the town of Blackhawk, and the Nest at Blackhawk is what the resort is called. It opened this past Friday. It sits above the town in the foothills there, but there's 27 domes that are set up, and they're essentially the epitome of glamping. So they have private bathrooms, heating and air conditioning. There's an entertainment dome in the middle of the resort, so people can go and do all that, along with a full-service bar and restaurant with a locally inspired inspired menu and craft cocktails.
Oh, I love
so,
locally inspired menus.
Yeah, well, how neat is this, though? Because those dome...
Farm to table.
That dome living, like the dome glamping is all the rage. They
is
have
it?
Them up in like the actual Rocky Mountains up on the western slope.
So people can
There's
just look in on you.
No, it's
no,
not like
you're
that.
You're in like an open... It's the moose that are looking in on you.
Exactly.
Not,
there's
you
know. Not
well,
a bunch...
There's perverts out there lurking in the woods.
There's not a bunch of people
nah,
out there.
Yeah, there's people. I'm going to go up there and look in.
Well... Okay.
You just gave so many people... The opportunity now to go up
you're
there and look
weird
in.
Yeah, but
if
they're
that's
normal.
Your first thought. Like, nobody wants to do that.
There's...
Nobody
it's a
wants
glass
to do that.
Dome.
It's not glass. It's a dome, but it's, like, covered. Like, you can't see directly into it. It's
I'm
so you
look
can
it up
look
right now.
Up into the
How do you
stars.
Spell geodesic?
G-E-O-D-E-S-I-C. Domes. So, yeah, but it's really neat, like, the fact that you can go
Where's
up to Black Hawk.
Blackhawk.
It's up in Black Hawk. You can hang out at the geodesic domes, and then you can go and gamble at Bally's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Bally's Casino
so
at
Black called
Hawk.
The Nest?
The Nest, yes. The Nest at Black Hawk.
The entire
is what
front
it is.
End is a window.
I know it is,
yeah, but
it's
no
still
one's
going
like,
to
be looking in.
And it is covered,
Are you
like,
kidding me?
Like, you know
Why
what?
Are you
Trying
so angry
to explain
this?
Something no. to you is just impossible I sometimes.
I am, listen,
Once you have
I
your mind
what
set on
is.
Something, you're yes. just like full
I'm,
force.
Listen,
it
I know what a dome is.
I'm wasting my breath.
There's a gigantic front window on it, and what's
front
right
window.
In front of the window? The bed.
Well, yeah, so you can
Who
look
cares?
Out and see the
so
stars.
So who's going to be out, and there's
Nobody.
Woods right in front of
you. You know
it,
what?
So
Give them a good show.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
put
know,
a telescope
exactly.
out in the woods and watch what's going on in the geodesic
Good for
domes.
Them.
That's
tip,
a
them a,
weird,
tip them a fiver.
That's
there
a
you go.
Weird thing to do, though.
Oh, it's going to
so
be
know.
Somebody's kink, I guarantee
just so you.
You
know, that is so
hey, what
weird
are you into?
Thing to do.
Geodesic domes.
Geodesic watching.
It's funny because it's
I'm
the
not
first
wrong.
I've heard
You're
of
getting
it.
So upset with me,
I'm
but
not
I'm not
upset.
Wrong.
You're no,
right.
you just
in the
take
world.
Something and you run.
Like, I am running with no, it. I'm uncomfortable with this.
I can't tackle you. You will shake me off.
I don't
you
want you.
You are running.
That's actually my fetish.
Running with this.
I enjoy being tackled.
But really neat. I just think this is one more way for us to enjoy those beautiful Rocky Mountains. So way to go, Blackhawk. I'm here for it.
I'm going to go buy a telescope today.
I know you are.
I'm going to watch people get their freecon up in Blackhawk. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. You already told everybody what you're going to do.
That's how I roll. So. Get me some binoculars immediately. During the hype, Katie was telling us about these geodesic domes up in Blackhawk, these big old domes that you can go spend the night in. And my immediate concern was that people can just look in
yeah.
at you, you know, from the forest. Because the whole front end is a window. And she said I was crazy.
You are crazy.
Darcy, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I think you're crazy, too. Did you have the same thought I did?
Yes, I did, because it's all front. You stare right at the bed.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
Thank
again,
you, Katie, see?
When I rent one of those, I want to look up at the sky. I want to look at the forest.
People
I want
look
it
at
to
you.
Be open. I don't think people in the forest are looking at me. I guess it's because I've lived in the mountains before, and I know how desolate it is, and people aren't out there for that. They're just not.
Yeah, it's Blackhawk, like, though. It's not desolate.
I know. Well, it kind of is.
Darcy, did you research?
Out there.
Did you research this, Darcy?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. But you're isolated out there, but people are walking by, you
yeah,
know? They're
yeah.
they're just taking a walk and are hiking or whatever, and they're going to walk right by you if you're right there in bed. So I did email them, and I said, is there curtains, or is it like a push, you push a button, and like a black screen would come over those
oh, yeah.
windows?
Yeah.
And they did email back and said that there are curtains. If you look at further pictures somewhere under each dome, like to book them, they have more pictures to where you can see the curtains.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so at least if I'm in there getting my freak on, I can close the curtains.
So you can open and close it to your liking. But there
yes,
are people.
You can open and close it to your liking.
Yeah, there are people yeah. like me who just want to go and lay in that bed and gaze at the stars. Like,
and there's people
okay,
out there
well,
that want to peek,
yeah,
right?
You can do that by yourself.
I'm going to do
no,
that,
I,
yeah.
Darcy doesn't want to be watched.
The day.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be watched.
Yeah. Thank you for being on my side, Darcy. You're so sweet.
All righty.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Bye, Darcy.
Bye.
You gonna book one?
I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I think they sound neat.
They do sound neat.
I don't mind, again, being out there and being... I just don't view it as people are wanting to look at you. I think everybody's kind of out there to be by themselves, to absorb nature and everything that's going on around them. Like, that's the reason you book something like that. So I guess me personally, I wouldn't be worried about that.
A lot of people that wouldn't say no to a free show, though.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
You got nothing to worry about. You don't even have a boyfriend. It'll be fine.
It's fine.
You will be by yourself.
Everything's fine. Oh, maybe I like it like that, Jeremy.